Arch of ArchRadio.com. And today is Tuesday, May... Oh, wait. Today's Wednesday. I'm so fucked up. Today's Wednesday, May 3rd, 2006. And, of course, as Mike Hip has been reporting on podcastsoup.net, I am on Skype again. So, and I'm just checking messages, and I keep getting messages from Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. We're going to chat in a little while, but let me just respond to him. Let me read this. This is terrible. He says, I'm supposed to be answering calls from 6 to 9, but it's been slow. I'm talking to one of the agents answering some cooking questions that were submitted by email. I'm recording the rest of my show now. All right. And then now on Skype, I want to play an email that we got from, where is it? Oh, call list. Yeah. From Andrew of I Say podcast in the UK. And I think he's online. So they're going to play this message and then we're going to try to call him. So let's listen to this.
Hi, Archer. It's Andrew from I Say in the UK. I'm just trying out my new Skype that I've set up, as you probably heard me mention on my show a couple of days ago. So you're not there and I'm here and it's very late in the UK. So I'll say good night. Hopefully catch up with you soon. Bye bye.
Okay, Andrew, thank you so much for that voicemail message, but I see you're online, so I'm going to try to call you and see what time it is in the UK. So, boys and girls, let's hang on and listen and see if we can call Andrew.
Hello, Archer.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, I'm very, very tired. It's after midnight here, and I should be in bed getting my beauty sleep foot. No, I'm sitting here playing on my computer.
You should be in bed. Now, I just listened to and played your voicemail on my show because I'm recording a show right now. Ah. Is that okay for you to be on the show?
Oh, yes, I can cope with that.
That's wild. Now, why are you up so late?
Well, I mentioned on my... Did you listen to my show?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, I mentioned on that we've got builders in at the moment and they're tearing the house apart and... Just everywhere is just chaos, and there's boxes and bits of bags of cement, and I'm just really restless, and I can't sleep, so I'm just sitting here surfing around and just generally distracting myself, really.
Well, how lucky for me. finally get to connect with you and get you on the show.
Yes. Unfortunately, I sound like I'm half asleep, and that's because I am. I really should go to bed, but it's nice to talk to you, of course.
Well, yeah, just give me a couple minutes.
So I've got Skype working at last.
You do, and I'm so proud of you. I can't believe it.
I think it's great. You're my mentor, aren't you?
Oh no, don't even say that. It has taken you a while to get Skype up, so I can't say that I'm very much of a mentor.
Well, I'm a slow learner. You know how long it took me to put the podcast together? I was writing it to you for about 6 weeks before I actually managed to get an episode on air, but better late than never. And I think I've got quite a few listeners now, so, you know, we got there eventually.
How many listeners would you say you have?
I get about 150, about 100 hits on the website, but I think a lot of people listen through iTunes, don't they? So they don't necessarily go to the web page and get it through that. So probably about, I don't know, a couple of hundred maybe.
You have more than me.
No, surely not.
Yes, you do. I have, on average, about 120 listeners each day. So you have well more than me.
Well, you seem to get a lot more interaction with your listeners. I've got a pretty shy crowd. Mind you, that's maybe a British thing. We don't really like to talk to other people in Britain. We're very, very snobby.
Very snobby that way. would you say that you have more listeners in the UK or the United States?
Judging by the few people that are on the Frapper map, they're almost exclusively in the United States, but I do get the odd email from people in England. So I don't know, it's hard to tell, and I'm not that far in either. I'm only, what, my 14 shows in, so I think it'll get established, and it will mature like a fine wine.
That's true, very much so. Hey, I just got a message from Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. He wants to chat, too. I'm going to tell him to hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
I know that there are podcasters or people who hate people who do this when they're on their show, but I need to tell them to hold on a minute that I'm talking to Andrew in the UK right now. Okay, he should be good, cool with that. Anyway, I'm sorry, I totally got off track there.
That's okay, it's okay.
What were we saying? Oh, about the listeners, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, you seem to have a lot more people writing in and communicating with you. I only get sort of 2 or 3 emails a week. So if any of my listeners are listening here, please get in touch. I will be nice to you, even though I do sound a bit grumpy sometimes on my shows.
I see. I don't think you sound grumpy at all. But in terms of the listeners, I think that kind of goes in waves because, like, this week has been a very busy week. I've gotten tons of comments on the website, and I've gotten some really nice emails I'm going to read later on the show. So it really just kind of depends on the week. I can go some weeks without having a single comment or email from anybody, but this week it's been pretty busy, especially yes. especially with the comments on the website. People seem to be commenting a lot on the website. I was going to say, you don't have comments set up on your website, do you?
No, like I said before, I'm a very slow learner, so we'll get there maybe in 2012. We'll get around to having comments on there.
By that time, you'll be so popular that you will have a talk show in the UK.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. Not. I just left a comment on your website, actually, because you put those Apple ads up there, which I think are brilliant. I think it's about time there was a little more humor in Apple's advertising, and I think they're really funny.
I agree. And actually, I saw that comment, and that's what one of the ones I was going to mention tonight was that you chimed in with your thoughts about that. Because, you know, Mike Hipp left a comment all about how Apple is not like kind of like copying the PC or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you see that comment from him?
I did. I mean, my response was almost, it was about that, really, because I think that, you know, people do criticize Macs all the time, and it's hard to not sound like you're being a kind of evangelical about it, but, you know, right. I just think I don't see how it can be a bad thing that they've done what they've done, really. It gives people freedom of choice, which is a good thing.
Exactly. And I was going to, at first I was going to say that Mike Hipp, you know, that he's kind of right, that, you know, Apple is kind of, you know, emulating the PC that way with the now being able to boot into XP, but then I read your comment, I'm like, yeah, that's actually more of a comment I agree with, is that there's more choice now, and people who like the OS or the Mac system,
yeah,
but used an XP Windows system, can now have the beauty of a Mac but still run their Windows XP system. So
yeah, I think you give people a choice. If they choose to ruin their Macs by running Windows, let it, you know, on their head be it.
absolutely.
It's not something I'll ever do. It's no, not going to go there.
Don't go there. But you can if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's freedom of choice.
That's right. And I tell you one thing, as soon as the 12-inch or /13-inch iBook /Mac Pro, whatever, is introduced, I'm going to get a new laptop. I've decided that it is time, because my laptop is 3 years old, and that's old in laptop age. So I'm going to get a new one. But anyway.
Well, I'm salivating over the 17-inch ones. Size is important in this respect, I think.
Oh, it is, really? Well, let me tell you this. I have a 17-inch G4 laptop, and it is too big. I can't fit it in my briefcase. I can't. It's too big to carry around. It's just too big. I'm definitely going to downsize with the next one.
Because I got a 15-inch, one of the original titanium G4s when they came out, and I love it, but it just, you know, it's very battle scarred now. I've had it for probably about 4 years, actually, and it's time for a new one. I need something new, so I need to have a good play with the new MacBooks, really, and see what's right for me. But definitely something new, I think, in the near future.
Absolutely, it's time for us both to upgrade.
Yes.
Well, so now let me tell you, let me ask you, because I haven't had you on the show before, and I don't know if my listeners listen to your show, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your podcast and how you got started with that, if you don't mind doing like a little interview.
How did I get started with it? I did it because there were very few English podcasts, really. I mean, that there are some, but in terms of the profile that they have, it's very low. And I just thought, I'm going to give this a go, really. So, you know, speaking to yourself and a couple of other people who were phenomenally helpful when I was putting it together, I just sort of did a tentative show and put it out there and saw what people thought. And I got some positive feedback, and that kind of, you know, led me on to doing episodes 2 and 3 and 4 and so on and so forth. And the show itself is really just, I suppose, what any good podcast is like, really. It's like an online diary. I just sit and moan and rant about the news of the week and things that interest me or things that excite me or upset me or, you know, exhibits that I've been to or, you know, anything and everything, really. I try not to get too explicit, because I don't want that little explicit tag on my podcast.
Oh, you know what? I've never noticed that, because I download you through iTunes. I have never noticed the that you don't have the explicit tag there.
Yeah, I deliberately tried to avoid that, really, because it isn't explicit, and I think sometimes just the fact that you've got, I mean, in my description it says here, an enhanced podcast from a creative atheist veggie mac using music-loving, happy and gay 30-something, and I think sometimes the fact that it has the word gay in there, people assume, oh, it's going to have all sorts of, you know, adult content, and it doesn't really. Being gay is just one part of what I am, like, you know, like I'm vegetarian or I happen to use a mac, it's neither here nor there, and so I try to keep the content sort of quite neutral, but appealing and engaging, hopefully.
Absolutely, because I listen to every single show. Here's my problem, though. When I listen to your show, I listen to it usually in the morning when I'm on my way to work, and by the time I get home, see, because I can't do email from work because, you know, they have all these things on the system.
Yes.
I can't do my own personal email at work. So by the time I get home, I've forgotten what I was going to mention about on your show, and then I totally forget to comment about it. So you'll have to forgive me that way.
That's okay.
Well, have you gotten any hate mail from anybody? Or not really hate mail, but like someone who disagrees with something you said?
No, I haven't actually, and I'm almost expecting, because I think particularly on this week's show I go off on one a little bit about evangelical Christianity, and I guess I don't have many evangelical Christians who listen to my show, so they're not necessarily going to know what I'm saying, but I'm prepared for it. I'm sure it's coming, and, you know, just the fact that I happen to use a Mac enough to upset some people, so, you know, the fact that I'm gay is going to really drive them over the edge.
Actually, now I remember, now that you say that, I do remember that part. You played a clip from another show or something, right?
Yeah, I took some stuff off Straight Talk Radio, which is
that
show
right.
For... Oh, it's just absurd, but it's a show for and about, and by, in fact, by people who used to be gay.
Yeah, used to be, in quotes.
Absolutely. I mean, that in itself is just hysterical, isn't it? So, and I played excerpts of that, and I was going to sort of play the excerpts and then the kind of try and redress what they were saying, but I just thought, no, I'd put it over some music and cut it up and do something more interesting with it. And it came out quite powerful and quite noisy and exhilarating, actually.
Yes.
So, I think I might have ostracized some of my listeners there. They may have turned it off because it was a bit heavy, but...
I don't think so, because you, if I remember correctly, you did a little lead-up to it, letting people know what it was going to be, right?
Yes.
So, I don't think so. Well, yeah, but in terms of that turning people off or having that kind of stuff, when going back to the explicit tag, the only reason I went with the explicit tag was so that I could say what I was really feeling and not have to worry about not cussing, because I want to be able to say fuck, shit, damn, you know, cunt, pussy, whatever, you know, without, I know. So here's your chance. You can cuss on my show if you want to.
Oh, we don't cuss in Britain. You know, we're all stiff upper lip.
Oh, yes, you do. You say stuff like bollocks or something like that, right?
We do, yeah. Bollocks, yeah, that is one, yeah. And what else, a unique British... I'm trying to think of some now on the spot. I can't think of any. If I think, I'll call you back with them and shout them down the line at you.
Very good. That sounds good. Well, now, I've noticed that Jason wasn't on today's show, was he?
He wasn't. That's partly to do with the mess in the house, actually, and the fact that we were boxing stuff up, because the builders are in for 2 or 3 weeks, and he was downstairs being a handyman, so he was packing up boxes of DVDs and videos and CDs to put away.
I see.
So well, I came and put the show together while he carried on doing that.
Having the two of you on together, I think that's your best segment, I would have to say.
Mmm. Yes, I think, I mean, I enjoy it more as well, because, you know, I can tell when you do yours, it's nice when you've got the boyfriend with you, because you've got someone to bounce off, and, you know, there's more rapport there, isn't there?
Exactly, exactly. Plus, Jason seems to be, he's so funny about everything.
Yes, you know, Jason's twisted view of the world. Well,
the thing is that I can't really tell if he's purposely being funny or if he's just funny that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we've been together 12 years now, and I've still not worked it out, so, you know, don't worry about it.
Well, he is funny. I'll just have to tell him that I said that.
Yeah, he's a charm, isn't he? He's in bed at the moment. He's had an early night because he's got a busy day tomorrow.
Well, it is late there, too, so...
It's coming up to 12:30 now, so I think I'm gonna have to go actually and get some sleep.
Yes, and I should let you go, but I'm just shocked that I was able to catch you online and talk with you.
Well, it's been a long time coming, but we got there eventually, and hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.
We can definitely do it again, because now let's see, if it's midnight there, then if I were to try to get online as soon as I got home from work, you might still be awake, like at 4:30, 5:00.
That would be. So that would be 5:00 your time. Would be right. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11:00 here. So yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll have to try this again sometime, and okay. Maybe even talk some specific topics or something.
Yes, yes, we could do some kind of Anglo-UK, Anglo-American connection, and do a joint show together. That would be fun.
That sounds great. Well, I'm going to steal your graphic from this week's, or maybe your orange one, the graphic, so I can post it on my website.
Okay, that'd be nice.
As the little graphic for the to say that you were on the show.
Okay. So. Lovely to speak to you.
Absolutely lovely to speak to you, too.
And I love that.
Are you love that accent. I love your accent.
So I'll hopefully be in touch soon, and good night.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Now we're going to call Mark of the Remarkable Palette Podcast, because he said he's free to talk. Let me just send him a message and say that I'm free now. I'm free now, are you? And then we'll see what he has to talk about. I listened to his show today. He was having, I think it was about the lady who was teaching the cooking classes. That's who he had on today. But well, let's see if he's free, because he... Yes, okay, cool. Let me call him, and we will talk to him. Mark of the Remarkable Palette Podcast.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Sorry for that delay. Andrew from the I Say podcast in the UK came online, and he wanted to chat, so I chatted with him for a couple minutes.
I say, good chap. How is it going over there in the lovely British Isles?
Well, it sounds to be going very well, but it was very late at night. It was like almost
12:30. It must be late. Yeah, it's late there.
It is.
Wow.
So how are you? I haven't talked to you for a week or so.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I've noticed on your shows that you've seen me when you've come online, and I wanted to note that it's because I leave it on all the time, because I use that as a voicemail line for my podcast.
Oh, okay.
And so often you'll see me on there, but it'll probably say away.
Exactly.
If I'm away for a while, but I use it to take calls. Yeah, so I'm curious. So do I need a little bell or some kind of sound effect in case I accidentally say your name?
Oh, you must have heard the one with my mother.
Yes.
Well, I don't think.
But I know, and you said you were covering over the names. To protect the innocent, but it sounded to me like you were protecting the guilty, because you only covered over your name and the boyfriend's name. You didn't cover over all those other people's names.
That's very true. Okay, so I was covering over the guilty people, but...
The guilty, the wine drinkers.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I have to tell you, the boyfriend has been extremely busy lately, and he has not gotten a chance to check out the Gilded Fork menu for the Mother's Day thing. Was it the Mother's
Father's Day?
Father's Day thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have the Mother's Day one up. Yeah, and our readers can check that out. Yeah, it's up there now.
I told him about it and sent him the link, but he hasn't mentioned anything about it yet. So he's just too busy.
Yeah,
I haven't even been able to have him on the show except for when we go to wineries or whatever. So
okay.
So what kind of week have you had? And I heard today's show with the lady who did the cooking classes.
Yeah. Well, that was my cooking class, actually.
Okay, yeah.
the show was my cooking class, and I actually had another person on. We were talking about Mother's Day gifts. We were talking about saying that personal chefs are the perfect gifts for Mother's Day.
That's right. I'm telling you, I listen to too many podcasts, I think.
No, I know what you mean. Today was a cook day for me, which means that I was in a client's home all day. And those are the days when I get to listen to the most podcasts. So I load up, you know, at the night before, I load up my iPod with a ton of podcasts, and I listen to a bunch while I'm standing there cooking. And I listened to all of the ones that I had backlogged of yours, and I listened to a couple of the online shows, which I've just gotten turned on to, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love John Ong.
He had, what was his name?
This last
Pod,
one.
Mikey Pod.
Yeah, Mikey Pod on the Bayou, and he had Key Pod from Key Pod Radio in the UK. And Andrew, his fitness guy out in Seattle. He had all three of them on at the same time, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, right, all the Malaysian guys.
Right, all the Malaysian guys, right.
Well, yeah, so anyway, I am now, after a long cook day, I'm now here actually on Skype answering phone calls for a new service that just debuted these last few weeks, and it's called Chef's Line. And it's a really cool thing. I should actually tell the readers about it. It's called Chef's Line, and it's a line you can call and get speak directly to a chef,
which would be you.
In this case, it would be me, but there are many other chefs actually.
Oh, okay.
And there's menu planning. There's sort of emergency help. I need help in the kitchen right now, and services like that. And you can see it at chefsline.com, and there's a 1-800 number that you can call if you're a member. And for a limited time, they're actually letting people have memberships for free.
For
really briefly. So if people are interested in that sort of thing, it's really a great service. It's more than just like the Butterball helpline, you know, which happens during Thanksgiving time. This is any time of year, and so people will call and they'll ask for advice on menu planning. Or, like, I was just answering a question about ganache, you know, chocolate ganache, which is used as a frosting for cake. Or you can use it as a filling. If you chill it, you can use it to make classic chocolate truffles. So, and an interesting story about ganache. It got its name when, I guess, there was a less than adept assistant in a baker to a baker had spilled chocolate into a pot of warm cream that I guess the baker was using. He was heating it to make some custard, and the baker, who of course was French, yelled at the guy. He called him a ganache, which I guess is like a French word for an idiot. And so of course when they tasted it, they realized, well, he may be a ganache, but
this is good.
Yeah, this stuff tastes good. And so it's a very classic combination. And of course it's very simple. It's equal parts warm cream and chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love my
frosting.
Chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. If you whip it, if you let it get really cool and you whip it, then you can use it as a filling between layers of a cake.
Very cool.
Nice, especially if you're a very chocolatey kind of person. If you love chocolate, that's a good thing to do.
I have to tell the boyfriend about that. Well, now let me ask you this. About the Chef's Line thing, because I'll obviously put a link in the show notes for that, but if people aren't online people, if they're like, how would I find out about that if they're not online people?
Well, the beauty of it is that it is a actual phone line, so they have a 1-800 number that they can call, and if they get registered and they're a user, then they simply call, and they can also register two phone numbers, their home number and their cell phone, in case they're in the store, for example, and they need to call into Chef's Line for some advice about shopping.
And
ingredients, or, you know, I'm standing at the aisle and I can't tell the difference between these two ingredients. Can you help me out? So it's really great. Yeah, the number is 1-800-977-1224.
1224. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a great new service, and it's headquartered here in New York, but we have there are chefs all over the country, and some really, really great chefs. So if people get a chance to look at the website, there are bios of all the chefs, and of course I'm one of them. And we have sample menus and things like that. So it's a neat new service. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. That is really cool.
So that said, I'm actually online now, supposed to be taking calls. So, but I did think I thought I just want to talk to you briefly since we hadn't spoken for a while.
Yeah. Well, so do you have a call right now?
I'm supposed to be back on. I have to turn my status back on to available.
Let me.
But I turned it off for a few minutes to talk to you.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let you go. But thank you very much, and I'm going to put that stuff in the show notes for tomorrow's
show. Well, thank you.
I can't
wait to hear it.
Absolutely, and thanks for the chat.
You have a good one.
All right, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very cool. We got to talk to two people tonight on the Skype, and I had this list of things to talk about, and now I'm not going to talk about any of them. I'll save those for another show, but now we've gone on to 25 minutes, and it's time to go. So, boys and girls, I hope you really enjoyed our conversation with Andrew from the I Say podcast right out of the UK, and from Mark. Excuse me. That's terrible. Forgive me, Mark. Mark from the Remarkable Palette podcast. I know I've been talking about him a lot lately because he's always on Skype when I'm on there. Now he explained why he's always on there. Very cool. So I encourage you to check out the chefline.com if you want to call in the Chefline, register, and go to the chefline.com and find out more about it. And of course, always check out the Remarkable Palette podcast and the I Say podcast. I will put links in the show notes, and there's already links to both of their podcasts in the podcasters on the side of my website. All right, boys and girls, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed that show, because I know I did. And I will talk to you, oh my gosh, let's see, tomorrow's, Friday. I don't think I'll have a show on Friday, boys and girls. I'm going to be too busy Thursday night doing things. So, actually, unless, I don't know, you'll just have to tune in and see. I just don't know. So anyway, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Bye. Usher Ray.